This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, January 20th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Latest on the Supreme Court leak. Debt ceiling has been hit. Alec Baldwin charged. And a rock and roll legend has passed away. And of course, Bill will be back with the message of the day. But first, do you remember before the Supreme Court released their final decision on overturning Roe v. Wade, the draft decision was leaked to the press? Justice Alito later said of this leak that it made the majority in support of overruling Roe targets for assassination because it gave people a rational reason to think that they could prevent that from happening by killing one of us. Well, the Supreme Court finally finished their investigation to find out who leaked the draft and hold them accountable to criminal charges. And the final conclusion from the Supreme Court is, we don't know. Beats us. So whoever did it, they got away with it. We've hit the debt ceiling, $31.4 trillion in debt. So the Treasury Department is using what they call extraordinary measures to buy five more months of time. The White House refuses to negotiate, which means they want it raised again. And the Republicans always cave. Just, you're going to hear a lot more about this topic, obviously. Know that cutting spending is an option. The Democratic senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, who's up for re-election, by the way, in 2024 in a state that Trump won 68-30, but he's a Democrat. He said, we should agree to raise the debt ceiling as long as we agree to identify the debt we have and how we start reducing it. No, Joe, you reduce the debt now, then you can talk about raising the debt ceiling. Alec Baldwin, charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. You remember on the set of his movie Rust, he discharged a revolver, killed a 42-year-old cinematographer. His lawyer says Mr. Baldwin had no reason to believe that there was a live bullet in the gun or anywhere on the movie set. He relied on the professionals with whom he worked, who assured him that the gun did not have live rounds. We will fight these charges and we will win. This charge in New Mexico is punishable up to 18 months in prison, but when committed with a firearm, could bump it up to 5 years in prison. The co-founder of Crosby, Stills & Nash, David Crosby, has passed away at the age of 81. He was asked 8 months ago if he's done performing live. He said, I'm too old to do it. I'm 80 years old. I'm going to die fairly soon. That's how that works. One of his final tweets said about heaven, I heard the place is overrated. Cloudy. Bill will be back with the message of the day next.
Get the whole band together with Workday and pair finance and HR on one platform for an epic performance. With Workday AI at the core, you'll make confident decisions faster than ever, and you'll drive flawless business and finance operations with an agile platform that constantly evolves to future-proof your organization. Be a finance and HR rockstar with Workday. Visit workday.com to learn more.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day.
I have just finished looking at the San Francisco African American Reparations Advisory Committee report. Okay? So, they recommend to people on this panel that each African American in San Francisco receive a lump sum payment of $5 million in cash and total debt forgiveness, whatever they owe, that includes mortgage, car, education, is paid for by the city of San Francisco. It's an astounding report. It says, quote, while neither San Francisco nor California formally adopted the institution of slavery, the tenets of segregation, white supremacy, and systematic repression and exclusion of Black people were codified through legal and extra-legal actions, social codes, and judicial enforcement, unquote. So therefore, reparations are demanded. Now, if this ever happened, and I don't believe it will, what about the people who have to pay the $5 million and all the debt relief? They're regular working Americans living in San Francisco. They have to pay it. Is that fair to them? Of course not. If anything like this ever passed, race relations would be set back maybe 100 years.
I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. If you'd like to reach me, it's very easy. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine.
Okay, here is the mail. David Hernandez, Conway, Arkansas. The special counsel to investigate Joe Biden will be the same as the rest. No results. Provide cover for witnesses. Nobody can answer questions due to an ongoing investigation. That'll be interesting to see, David, if your prediction is correct. If these congressional committees subpoena people and they come in and go, you know, I can't. It's only the law enforcement officials who can't comment. Everybody else can comment. And the law enforcement officials could comment if they wanted to. There's no law against it. Joe Severino, Bronx, New York. Bill, why were President Biden's lawyers searching his offices and home anyway? Would seem that high-powered lawyers wouldn't be doing something like that as routine. Well, I mean, that's why the special counsel's there. He's supposed to find that out. Sharon, wasn't established when President Trump left office. The GSA was responsible for packing up his papers and having him shipped to Mar-a-Lago. Yes, General Services does all that. But the people in power, the president, vice president, senators, whatever, they say, take this, don't take that, take this, don't take that. GSA doesn't make those decisions. Diane Benson, West Caldwell, New Jersey. Bill, do you ever wonder if years ago Obama said, Joe, get rid of these boxes for me? Think of the content, Ukraine, Iran. Diane, the conspiracy stuff is everywhere. I hope you're not invested in it. But no, I never really wondered about that. Catherine, Hunter's laptop news suppressed before the 2020 election. Biden's classified documents suppressed before 22. What will happen before 24? I don't know. But the Biden information was suppressed by Biden himself about the documents, not by the media. And the media did suppress Hunter Biden, no doubt about it.
In a moment, something you might not know.
This is the sound of your engine getting clean. Because BP and Amoco gasolines with Invigorate clean deep in your engine as you drive, helping your car run better to take you farther. Fuel a cleaner engine with BP and Amoco gasolines with Invigorate at a station near you. Optimizes your engine's performance from the harmful effects of deposits caused by minimum detergent fuels. Requires continuous use. Results depend on what you drive and how you drive. Comparison made for fuels with the same ethanol content.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. The global tourism industry suffered catastrophic losses when COVID hit in April 2020. Before the pandemic, 50% of all Americans took at least one family vacation each year. Average cost, $2,000. For the super rich, a growing trend this year, 2023, is what travel agents call ultra-premium destinations. If you have extra cash, here are the most expensive hotels in the world as ranked by Prestige magazine. First up, New York City's Plaza Hotel. A one-night stay inside the Royal Suite will set you back $40,000. The three-bedroom apartment has its own library, elevator, and gym. It also boasts great views of Central Park. Next, the Conrad Hotel in the Maldives Islands. A two-story villa there costs $50,000 a night. The suite includes an underwater bedroom and 24-hour butler service. I guess the guy comes in scuba equipment. I don't know. The top three start with the Lukaila Island Resort in Fiji. Its hilltop estate is $65,000 a day. The accommodation include two separate houses, a private chef, chauffeur, and your own waterfall. Number two, the Palms Casino Resort in Vegas. The Empathy Suite has two floors, a 13-person bar, its own movie theater. The outdoor balcony can accommodate more than 50 guests. The room costs $100,000 a night, but it's free if you're a millionaire and you put down a big amount of money to gamble. Then you get this thing free, but it's an enormous amount of money. They won't tell me how much, but you can just guess. The most expensive hotel in the world, Lover's Deep Luxury Submarine in St. Lucia, the Caribbean. The rooms are located in an actual submarine. The underwater voyage also includes a private helicopter to fly guests to restaurants on the island. One night aboard the sub cost $235,000. And here's something else you might not know. For those on a budget, let's go camping. The number of Americans enjoying the great outdoors up 25% compared to 2019. Back after this.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.